Arla, Perk Bays, Mishnah Bays. Hachuma malas arla va arla sa chuma. So chuma is malas arla. So the Rav explains that chuma is mitstarif with chulin to be mevatal arla. So we know by arla you need 200 verses arla, and by chuma to be mevatal chuma you need 100 verses the one of chuma. So chuma is mitstarif with chulin to be mevatal arla, and arla is mitstarif with chulin to be mevatal chuma. So the Mishnah goes on. Ketzad. So how does this work out? So chuma shenafla lameya. So if you have a soft chuma that falls into 100. Now, the Rav says it can't mean 100, because if it's 100, it's mevatel it on the spot. So what we mean when we say mea is 99. And we're going to go according to Bishua. We're going to see if we can learn a little differently too. But for now, let's say 99. So now you have a total of 100. The one of Truma versus the 99 saws of Chulin. V'yachekach naflu shloshe kabin arla. And now you have half a saw, which is 3 kav, because we know that there's 6 kabin in a saw. So you have half a saw's worth of arla. And the Mishnah says, Lav davka arla, or shlosha kabin kilei akerim. It could be kilei akerim too. The point is, it's less than a saw. So right now, you look at it, we have 100 of the chulin and the truma together, because 99 of chulin, 1 of truma. And now we have this half a saw, this 6 kabin of either arla or kilei akerim. Zohi sha truma mala sa arla, va arla sa truma. So this is the case where truma is mala sa arla. So what's that? So that's here where we have the truma, which now is going to combine with the 99 of chulin to make 100 versus the half. Now, by arla, which is the half of a saw, you need 200 versus it, so that you actually do have. Because when you focus on the 3 kabin, which is a half a saw, so you have 200 half a saws of chulin and truma combined. So they're malin es ha'arla. V'ha'arla es ha'truma. And arla also is going to combine with the chulin to be mevatel the truma. So now this is actually not so pashut. Because if you do the math here, you have half of a saw of arla and 99 of chulin. So that's 99 and a half versus the truma, which is 1. So 99 and a half versus 1, that's not mevatel. So how is this being mevatel it? So the Rav says that this Mishnah, first he says it's going like Rabbi Yeshua. Now, normally, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that you need 100 verses 1 by Truma and 200 verses 1 by Kilei Akerim and Arla. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not 100 verses 1. As long as you have a combined little more than 100, then it's Mevatelet. So when he said 100 was Lav Daf, gets 99, that's Rabbi Yeshua's Shita. And that's the simplest way to learn the Mishnah. Or you can actually learn it like Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. And when we said earlier it's lav dafka 100, we meant that it's 99 and a half. Therefore, when you add the other half of a saw, the other 3 kabin of arla, to the 99 and a half of chulin, then you have 100 versus the 1 saw of truma, and that would go even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who we hold like as well.